School districts in Washington state are filing fewer petitions to juvenile court for kids who are truant. That's according to a recent report from the state superintendent's office. But almost all the kids who wind up in the juvenile court system for unexcused absences come from low-income families, as 88.5 youth and education reporter Ashley Gross explains.
A student is considered truant when he or she has 5 or more unexcused absences in a month or 10 or more in the school year. Because of a state law called the BECA bill, school districts have tended to file a truancy petition to juvenile court when that happened. But in recent years, there's a statewide push to encourage schools to intervene earlier and limit the use of juvenile court for kids who habitually miss school. That's resulting in fewer truancy petitions. But low-income kids make up the vast majority of those cases that wind up in juvenile court. Lori Shannon, with the Office of Superintendent of Public Instruction, says it's hard to know the exact reasons why, but the numbers raise questions in her mind, including this one.
How savvy are the parents at excusing their children versus well-educated, affluent parents who understand the school system better?
There are also differences in the truancy statistics by race. For example, Native Hawaiians and other Pacific Islanders are overrepresented in the group of kids with a lot of unexcused absences and truancy petitions. Same goes for American Indian and Alaskan Native students. Ashley Gross, 88.5 News.